Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
The segment most likely to get someone suspended, fired, or at least spending the night on the couch.
Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
This is basically a giant list of things you can't do.
Yeah, it sounds thrilling.
I don't know that I really want to answer that.
What's the question? I feel like this is like a setup.
I will tell you a deeply personal story.
What's your question?
I have a tendency to overshare.
Which one of your people was in charge of the stash?
I can't give them up like that. I can't do it.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I just can't do it, Captain. I didn't have the power.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I can't do it. That's what you said, huh? I can't do it.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Can't do it. Where you ask questions, we give answers. If we don't give answers, you get prizes. No proprietary information. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to steal our identity. We're not revealing sources here. It's not about math trivia. It's trying to figure out stuff that you want to know. Maybe you heard us bite our tongue at some point and see if we'll open up to you. One question to one person, no follow-ups. That is how the game is played. All four people on the show are eligible. 312-644-6767 to get in with your questions. He has been holding patiently. He is basically a weekly caller to the segment. Garrett in Lafayette, Indiana, always tries to find something out. Loyal listener.
Well,
what do you got for us, Garrett?
I hope I got something this time. This is for you, Parkins.
Okay.
When it comes, now that Zach Zaidman and Mark Grody have both done Bears updates slash tidbits and whatever, those little extras that they get excited about, who does a better job at it, in your opinion, and why?
You know, well, to be truthful, I didn't really have Zach on the old show a lot because of the time slot. That was when the reporting was, like, the Bears reporter normally went on the afternoon show, and then he had a relationship with the morning show. And I think that
fresh hot sound in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's actually to be honest, we probably had Zach on the show as a Bears reporter less than three times. And Zach to me has the play-by-play background that makes him perfect for the Cubs gig. And me and Grody have hosted shows together, so him and I have better on-air chemistry than Zach and I do because we have very little on-air experience together. So I'd say I prefer Grody in that role for those reasons. 312-644-6767. We go to Bridgeport and welcome Mike to Can't Do It. Mike, who's your question for?
You, Parkins.
Okay.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, McNeil. How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother.
Good. Parkins, you guys were talking before you went to break, and you guys were talking about grudges. So for you, Parkins, do you hold a grudge against anybody at the Score?
No.
And if you do, who?
No, I have no grudges with anyone at the Score yet. I have grudges in my life.
I have no enemies, sir. No? Wait a while.
Yeah,
Red's advice to Andy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like my first boss in KC, I still... I enjoy any time I have success. I do think about him a little bit, and that makes the success feel a little bit better. And I know that's not healthy, but so I do have some professional grudges. But no, it's gone very well for me since I've been at the Score. So I have no grudges here.
Yeah, and there's nobody I want to punch, so we can eliminate that.
That's been asked
and answered. Who would you most like to punch? Semi-swirsk, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Who'd you like to punch?
Tina is on Can't Do It. Tina, who's your question for?
It's for Mac.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Mac. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
By
about eight weeks.
About 8 weeks.
That's right. That's okay. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm wondering, Who is your most stressful coworker?
Nobody here causes me any stress, Tina. Do you believe
me? Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I wish I could give you a real juicy locker room story. But
I think it's Tanny. I think it's Tanny because you fancy, like you said, Mitch fancies himself the best producer.
Right.
You fancy yourself the biggest audio expert.
Expert. I don't know if, yeah. Well, okay. That's
I'm
right.
Just, I'm not answering for
Arbiter
you.
Arbiter of audio.
Yeah, exactly. So if I had to guess, I would say it's Tanny.
The only thing that has given me stress since we started this thing in March was having a paralyzed vocal cord and not being able to talk in more than 20-second sound bites for the first 10 or 12 weeks. That's the only thing that caused me stress. I don't know if you guys would agree. I mean, have I acted stressed by anything that you can think of?
The occasional remote engineer. You know what I mean? You have audio idiosyncrasies.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do.
That have...
Okay, the engineer we usually get is probably the correct answer to Tina's question then.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not named Dave Miska, who engineers a broadcast.
Yeah, you get stressed on remote broadcasts without Dave Miska.
Yeah. Well, when you do it with the best, the unrivaled best, it is difficult to accept a silver medalist.
I understand.
Yeah, but Rich is growing on me.
On the south side, Scott is on Can't Do It. Scott, who's your question for?
It's Phil Parkins. Great show, guys. Fantastic show. Love listening to it.
But?
I wanted to ask you, who, in your opinion, out of all your coworkers, has the smallest genitalia?
We haven't showered yet.
Yeah, how would I know that?
I'm just asking you to pontificate.
Oh, in my opinion, to size everybody up, so to speak, Scott? In my opinion,
this was locker room talk.
When you're fantasizing about your showmates having sex with your wife, which one of them has the smallest? Yeah. What kind of question is that?
Me. I'll point a thumb. What? You guys say I never point a thumb. I'll point a thumb.
The appropriate thing to point.
Thank you very much, Mac. Let's go to Steven in Munster, Indiana. Go ahead, Steven. You're on Can't Do It.
Good afternoon, guys. This message is for Parkins.
Yeah.
Last week, you guys mentioned the East Coast radio personalities and them being able to take a joke, and you said there were personalities on the score who cannot take a joke. I want you to name names and let us know who they are.
That's how you play the segment.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Did I say that?
Steven, go get yourself a dozen freshies at Munster Donuts and tell them to bill it to Mac, all right? They're on me.
Absolutely.
Nice call.
Yeah.
Nice call. I don't know if I have a line of credit there or not, but I'd be happy to buy him a dozen donuts for that.
It's a great question, and who at the score can't take a joke? And I will just say I can't do it.
There's no way you can do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Been told not to cause any problems in the hallways. I can't do it.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's the right choice.
Thank you. I mean, it's just, you know, it's going smoothly right now. In the West Loop, Greg is on Can't Do It. I know.
It's dispiriting.
Hold on a second, okay. Greg. Me and Mac are still lamenting
We're
that non-answer.
We're working through something.
Yeah, sorry. I punched you up too quickly. It is dispiriting.
It's disappointing we can't give that. We're assuming I have the same answer.
Well, we'll play the game this way. If you hear us take
jokes.
Maybe
more than one thin skin on that show.
Yeah, you take people who can, you know, if you can take a joke, we're probably making jokes at their expense. But in the West Loop, Greg is now on Can't Do It. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, my question's for Mac. So following your, you know, strategy of listening to previous questions, a few weeks ago you were asked who out of the score you would save out of a burning building, and you said no one but your three sons. If you only had to choose one of your sons and you could only save one of them, who would it be?
Really?
I've been asked that question about my mom and my wife, so yeah. Now it's your turn.
This is one of those moments where you say, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Probably the one I'd found first. Probably, if you're going into a burning building, the first one nearest me is the one that I'm saving.
And if they're equidistant away and you see all of them at the same time.
No follow-ups. Call next week.
Okay. You coward. Let's see.
What kind of a question is that?
Ryan on line one, you are on Can't Do It. Go ahead, Ryan. People are texting in that Bernstein can't take a joke, by the way. Have you guys heard Bernstein? Bernstein is the best at taking a joke of anyone at this station. Ryan, go ahead.
It's Brian, but who cares?
Hi, Brian.
This is for you. This is for you, Danny Parkins. Between Grody and McNeil, which one is likely to fall off the wagon and why?
Oh,
you're assuming we're both on the wagon.
That is an assumption. I guess Grody, because his job involves a lot of travel. Getaway, hotels, layovers, airport bars.
It's easy to be anonymous when you're on the road.
Yeah, I guess if I had to pick one of the two, but I also know him less than I know Mac, and like so I
Parkins also knows fair, that he smoked weed with me this summer when we played golf. So if that's coming off the wagon.
Oh, well, there you go. I wasn't going to reveal it if you want to, yeah, go right ahead. So, yeah, if that's off the wagon, then Mac. But the travel thing I would think would be challenging, personally. But I don't – yeah, that's probably not fair to Grody, but he can take a joke. Otto, you're on Can't Do It. Who's your question for?
Demonair.
Hello, Otto.
Dan, I am the angel of death, and I have been sent here with a mission that I need you to help me complete. I need you to give me the name of one former supervisor whose life has to be taken tonight by me. Who would be that former supervisor to whom you are going to turn me on this evening?
I wouldn't turn anybody on to you, and I don't dislike anybody that much. But if you were to ask me simply which former supervisor do I have the most contempt for, I would answer Hamster Vomit's name? Rob Kressman. I know it's a Stern ripoff, but this guy does look like a hamster and has hands like a hamster. He was my PD at the drive, and he's a POS, and he doesn't know Chicago, and he has some very, very stupid ideas as to what to do with a radio station. Having said that, with the death of the loop, they're kicking ass. The drive is kicking ass. I'm sure it's because he keeps putting ELO songs on the playlist.
Let's go to Crystal Lake and welcome Matt to Can't Do It. Matt, who's your question for?
Got that.
You, Parkins. And I hate to be this guy, but who are the people in this are on the score who can take a joke? All of them.
that's a smart way to do it.
I don't have a donut shop in Crystal Lake. I'd buy him a dozen, too.
I'll answer the question about the people that I've worked with directly.
That's weaseling out.
Yeah, I know. But I've already – I could say asked and answered because you're just doing the inverse of a question that was just asked.
That's not part of the rules.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're right.
In the intro.
All right, fine. You want a prize? Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Can't do it.
There's no way you can do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I hate our audience. 312-645. It's well done. I invented the game, and he's using the rules against
mm-hmm.
me. That's well done. In the South Loop, Nick is on Can't Do It. Nick, who's your question for?
Questions for Shep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's Shep. Sorry.
Hey. So you have the authority to do so, and you have to pick one. Who between Danny Mac and Danny Parkins would you fire?
Well, just based off of current or recent events, Danny drunk texting me on a Saturday night.
Which Danny? Oh, Danny Park.
Yeah,
oh.
Drunk texting me on Saturday night, only offering $100 if I could get Dana White on. That's fireable in itself. I mean, for the money that makes. More money. I'm firing Danny Parkins, damn it.
Wow.
Quiet down.
$100 seems fair for Dana White. He does all the media in the world.
Shep, what...
right? That's not bad.
What's the going rate on what a host offers for...
Oh, that's the first time I ever got offered anything.
No, it's not.
You've been offered the Alice Cooper bounty, have you not?
Yeah, you were
I was part of a show that was, but...
Hey, man, step up and grab that brass ring for Alice Cooper at any moment.
Jesus, I've offered him more for Patrick Saint Esprit.
That's right.
Well,
it is draft
day. Did I offer you $2? $200, I think, for Patrick Saint Esprit.
Sounds correct.
Dana White ought to be worth a nickel. I mean,
Dana White does media all the time. He has his media contact.
It's the biggest.
I do like there's people from this station right now texting me Dana White's contact information. It's like, thank you. Like, I appreciate it. I get half. Well, thanks. That does a lot of good. I contacted the people the other day, and unfortunately, they declined.
If he would have scored Dana White Monday,
would have been a great guest.
Worth more than $100. I mean, $100 and a couple of gift certificates. You got any restaurant stuff lying around?
You been on Sports Talk Live lately?
Dude, I have some gift cards that I haven't used from them, from like their customized clothing place that they would give out a bunch. And I never liked it because I was like, it's just, I already have a few suits. I don't go on here that often. And I finally went to the website. It's like $700 for the lowest priced item, and they give out $50 gift cards. So I got to spend $450. Yeah, bucks. You're not,
I got you.
You're not helping me here.
Well, I have an idea. I'll share it with you as soon as the segment wraps up. It's regarding a way to motivate this lad and get some marquee guests on the show. I'll share that idea with you in a little bit as soon as we wrap up the segment, all right?
All right. Sounds good. I mean,
I was on the phone. What did I miss?
I just teased an upcoming segment, is all.
You'll
it involves you.
You'll catch up in the next segment. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.